Welcome, welcome, welcome to Be Our Geek. Thank you for joining us, where everyone is a geek about something and we cover your pop culture landscape through our geek filter. As always, I am Ms. Shannon, joined by my good friend and co-host, Jayton Satia.
Hey, Shannon.
Hey. Now, normally, Jayton, we would be broadcasting from the Twin Cities Film Fest studios, but today, No. We are on a special Be Our Geek podcasting field trip. We're doing part of the Eyes Wide Open stunt that you decided to do. So we are at the scenic locale of the AC Marriott in the West End in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. It is very nice up here, even though it is suddenly fall here.
It is the first day of fall.
Yes.
Equinox is tonight, I think, is like 8 p.m. or something. So I'm super excited to be here. We're at the AC Marriott West End. Mm-hmm. And as Shannon mentioned, we're at the Reveal Rooftop Bar. This is on the 6th floor. And the reason we're on this field trip is our film festival, Twin Cities Film Fest, is in 4 weeks.
Right.
What that means is that this weekend, right now on Saturday, all of our films are on our website right now for you guys to look at. We have over 130 films that we'll be showing in 11 days. And that's kind of the kickoff for us. So become members now. If you become members, you actually get pre-sales. You get about 3 to 4 days ahead of everybody else, and there will be sellout screenings. So members actually get to reserve their tickets now. So if you become a member, you get to reserve your tickets now, starting now.
And that is very executive directory of you to explain all of that. But we're also doing this event, and this is very Jayton Satia of you, is that normally people would go, you know what, I'm going to do a fundraiser. We already had a gala. They would normally go, okay, you can donate online. Here's how you can become a member. No, what Jayton decided to do, because he's already Team No Sleep, he's like, you know what, I'm going to do a 48-hour everybody come hang out with me, blitz fundraiser. So now he just has an excuse to not sleep so that we can't nag him the way that we normally would.
I get nagged all the time, and that's coming from my family members to my staff to my friends to strangers to be like, you look sleepy.
Yes, I told him. That was the first thing. We were at the, I promise everyone who's listening, we walk into the Twin Cities Film Fest gala, a fancy, fancy night, and we're getting ready to do the little dry run to make sure all the equipment is working, and I see Jayton, who I've known for years, and I'm like, you look tired. And all he can say is, shut up. Because I was probably the 51st person to tell him that he looked tired. So you can be part of this grandiose event. You can go ahead and make donations. And what you can do is that you can basically bid so that he can sleep instead of staying up.
Yeah, and as you're quote-unquote bidding and becoming members,
right.
You can actually recommend films I should be watching. So it's a 40-hour movie marathon, so you guys can see it. The people who are live streaming this on our Facebook page as well. But we actually have a TV here, and we're actually watching independent films. And right now what's playing is Tangerine,
nice.
Which was recommended by a member who became a member earlier today. So if you become a member this weekend, or if you listen to this podcast later this weekend or even later this week, thank you for becoming a member.
Yes.
But then you should recommend films to me that I should be watching that are kind of buried in the Netflix queue of yours,
right.
Or any queue, because there's so much content out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much amazing things to discover.
Right.
So I want that discovery as much as I do my best and my programming team does their best to discover content from across the country to showcase to you. We're also asking you guys to tell us the things that we should be watching that we might not have been watching.
Right.
So, yeah. And again, I call myself the masochist.
You're not the only person that calls you that.
Yeah, no.
We all call you that. Unnecessary masochism.
Unnecessarily staying awake for 48 hours. Yeah, my wife was like, you're stupid.
Right.
Just literally like, you're just stupid. Like,
and most of us co-signed that determination from your wife. So
yeah, which works out just fine.
Yes.
I love you, honey.
So even though we are on the road, we are still going to do all of the things you have become accustomed to when you were listening to Be Our Geek. And so we're going to talk about a few things movie related in this first segment. And then we are going to introduce you to this week's Be Our Geek guest geek. So Raisa is with us, and so we're going to have Raisa go ahead and tell us some information about how she became a geek about Star Wars.
Okay.
So we are going to talk about that. But before we get to that, I had some news for you, Jayton, that I thought you would appreciate. Because a few episodes ago, we did talk about the fact that at the Academy Awards, they were having a brand new category, and we were very, very excited about the fact that they were going to bring in this new Achievement in Popular Film, the Achievement in Popular Film Award, basically so that they could make sure that Black Panther got an award. So that's basically what they were trying to do, I think, is that they were finally just admitting that their ratings have continued to drop since Titanic won a million years ago. And so they're like, every year,
and Lord of the Rings,
and Lord, like all of these things. So they hadn't, they're like, it's too long and nobody's watching our thing. So we're going to make it a popular awards ceremony. And I went, okay, maybe I see it. And you were not a fan of this idea.
I'm not a fan because if you've seen Black Panther or any of the other ones, now cinematic verse, obviously with the Marvels, and it's just great content.
Right.
Period. So to be, to have a different category just to give them an award seems pandering to me. Like if
it clearly was pandering because they're like, enough of us do not watch this award
show. For me, it was, if it's worth it for you to create a category, put them in the actual categories you currently have. Why don't you fix some of the other stuff as opposed to creating new problems?
Right.
And they obviously heard that because I wasn't the only one, and I'm an insignificant part of the entire universe. That had a little problem with this, but I wasn't the only one. There were plenty
There were plenty of detractors for this new potential achievement in Popular Film Awards. So the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences has decided to hit pause on that plan, and so they will not be awarding an Oscar for achievement in popular film this year. So, do you feel vindicated? Do you feel better, Jayden?
No.
Black Panther wins, will you?
No.
Because now they're not going to do it. They said, well, you know what? And I think a lot of it is that people who actually consider themselves very significant in the world of whether they get to decide these things or not, we're like, you did not give us enough time to weigh in on how we should make this determination for this. There were all these other reasons, as well as it was clearly just pandering, why they decided they were going to roll back this decision and do a little more studying about the subject matter.
So they should study how long it actually takes them to put on the show. They always say 3 hours, but it runs 4 hours. How do you not study how long acts are going to be in press? So, again, fix from the basics first.
And some of the other decisions that they decided to make for this ceremony, they have decided to continue along that route. So they are going to move a lot of the scientific and technical awards are going to be in a whole different ceremony. And the other thing they're going to try this year, and this is making me want to watch the show, they're going to do some of the announcements and awards during the commercial breaks. I feel like that's asking for a clusterous disaster. I feel like there's no way that they're going to be able to time it out right. And now we're going to come back from the commercials and they're giving an award that they knew we didn't want to watch. And then we're going to have somebody that we don't know giving a speech that we don't want to hear, basically. And so they're going to be rushing off some poor,
Is there a number of how many awards they actually hand out? And again, if you guys don't know, right? We only see the top ones, like the more popular ones, right? Which, in the bigger scheme of things, there's so many people that work on every single aspect of movie making.
I appreciate them. I want them to continue to do their jobs. That is fantastic. Do I want to hear them give a speech? No, I kind of don't. And that sounds very, I know that that's just mean to go that, Trevor Johnson, the guy who was in charge of making sure that all of the special effects happen, and that's why I really loved Doctor Strange. That's awesome. Still don't want to see it.
For me, it's a whole bunch of, I'm glad they're trying to fix things, right? Like from the internal side. I actually, from a filmmaker standpoint, would love to hear from some of these people, but I'm also a very, I know what people want to see, and there's only so much bandwidth on the air, and I think they do stream those other awards on their Facebook, and on their website as well. So if you really want to go see them,
they do highlight reels of those. Yes,
correct. So why give those awards? I'm not trying to be pessimistic about this, but why give those awards even at the ceremony? Why can't you have a separate section of the ceremony that just gives those actual awards too?
Because here's the thing: is that I appreciate showcasing people's talent. I get that, but
We know
most of our friends that are technical people. They are not the most engaging speeches. And that, you know, that sounds terrible.
They deserve the honors, though.
Right. But even if let's say I won an award, do you want to hear me thank my mom? No, you don't even hear. You know,
your
Miss
mom's
Shannon.
Awesome.
I know that, but you don't. Everybody else doesn't know that.
They will when you thank them.
It's gonna be me going. I want to give props to my mom for always supporting me, thank you to my pets. You know, my pets, they're great pets, and they had to go without food for a couple of days as I was working on this project. My plants have died, and then the music has to start playing, and that does not need to be part of the ceremony. I get it. I put blood, sweat, and tears into this, and now I have dead houseplants, but we have an Academy Award-winning film. Ta-da.
You can put the Oscar right next to your dead plants.
Right.
At that point.
To commemorate them.
Right. Yeah. I'm glad they're trying to do things.
Yes.
To make it better, to make it more streamlined. You know,
we are proud of things.
There's a lot of components on there's components of the actual program where you can see physically, like, they're trying to stretch as much as possible.
Right.
Into this. They're trying to fit so much into it. It actually seems forced.
Mm-hmm.
And those are very obvious. They can go back to any broadcast and any telecast and go back to and say, you know what, that should not have been there anyways. I love a musical performance as much as the next person.
Right.
That's why I watch the Grammys. Does that make sense? So when you have X amount of performances, they need to be connected so that they're again, are there shorter versions of it? Could you come into that?
Like, just do the hook?
No, like
that's it. Just play the hook of whatever
hook
song.
Or come out of it, like as a commercial break. So you're singing the songs, happening. So in the audience, you're still seeing that.
Right.
But then cut out of it. Fade into a commercial so that we're not broadcasting that all live.
All right, we are going to have to continue to give all of our suggestions.
Yeah, I am not
going to
be part of the Academy anytime soon, so none of these suggestions.
They're definitely not hiring you. I just want to throw that out. After this, you're out.
I'm
out.
You
know what?
I
think he looks like
nominated.
A visionary. You look like a visionary. That's fine. You would make the category, you know, at first I feel like it would have to grow before you could shrink it. Like, I feel like some of your determinations would make it a longer show.
You
but
gotta
then eventually.
Start somewhere. It's gonna be a 10-hour broadcast that eventually, in the next 10 years, will be cut down to 2.5 hours.
All right. Well, for right now, we will see what happens the next time. But we know that we will not be seeing an Academy Award for Achievement in Popular Film this
now
year.
Now I want
wah.
It. Now I want to put it back in.
You're just never satisfied.
No, I'm not.
But for everybody else there, what I know you do want is you want to meet our guest geek this week, and so we are going to introduce her to her in just a moment, and we're going to do some deep dive into Star Wars when we return. Welcome back to Be Our Geek. I'm Miss Shannon. Jayton Satia is still here. And Jayton, just reminding everybody that we are on a fantastic field trip as a part of your Eyes Wide Open event, part of the Twin Cities Film Fest.
You guys like that tag?
I did. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, half the other people were like, why Eyes Wide Open? I'm like, well, two things. it's a take on a film and the fact that I'm going to stay awake for 48 hours.
So you can be a part of that and see all of the information.
There's like side bets happening now in my staff room, like my staff and stuff. So they're like over under 30 hours. Like he's passed out before 30 hours or he goes literally over 30 hours without sleep.
And
I don't
know. Was part of the determination on when we would actually do the Be Our Geek podcast. As I asked Jayton, I'm like, would you like to do it at the beginning when you're fresh or at the end when you're loopy? I was kind of hoping that we would do it at
loopy?
The end. But
I'm
seen
loopy.
Jayton loopy. So I want to bring to the microphone our guest geek this week. She is the president of the board of directors for the Twin Cities Film Fest and also an industrial specialist is what you do. You do lots of things, and I want to ask you more about what you do in your real life. But please welcome everybody, Raisa Motala.
Hi.
Good day, Raisa.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and so, Raisa, we appreciate having guests like you on because, one, you are so lovely, so
aww.
Talented, but then also – at the core, your creamy center, Star Wars geek. Love it. Love it. And so, Raisa, in your day job, what do you do during your day job?
So I am a commercial broker. So okay. I specialize in manufacturing, tech, supply chain. I help my clients with the sales, the leasing, the negotiations of their property and real assets.
Right.
We work with our clients on investment properties. We help them. We basically help them either save a lot of money or make a lot of money.
Well done.
You know, everyone likes that.
Yes. Yeah. And I know that you also are a
board
president.
I don't. I run a nonprofit. I don't.
Jayden, you chose that road.
I'm sorry.
It was an active decision.
Boo for you and your nonprofit status. But Raisa, you also do, along with being our president on the board of directors here at the TC, at Twin Cities Film Fest, you also work with a lot of female-driven startups and working with those things.
Yes.
So what got you passionate about that?
Well, being a female is helpful, you know,
yes,
the first
exactly.
step of, you know, being part of the passion.
Right.
But I think there's definitely a clear discrepancies in how women and men work in a traditional workplace and mm-hmm. in a professional environment. And unfortunately, I'm just a firm believer that in 2018, we really should not have these freaking issues.
Right.
Like, let's be real. I mean, no offense to anyone, but a woman can do just as good, if not a better job.
Well done. And we probably can do it with sleep, unlike our friend.
A lot less sleep. But for that bet, I'm going over 30. Just if
you I have over 30. All right.
You got an over 30 over here.
You're thinking he's going to manage to stay awake for
at least
30 hours.
Yes. Yes.
And we're going for 48 is the maximum?
That's 48,
I'm trying for 48.
I'm gonna give you this. I'm gonna say 40.
Oh my god, okay.
I'm gonna say 40.
All right.
Let's see, we'll do 40.
Chelsea.
Now, will he be a drooling mess?
Oh,
possibly.
Yes.
But will he be technically awake?
Yes.
Yes, I think
conscious
he could get to 40.
Is awake, right?
Exactly. Right.
Somebody bring me some toothpicks so I can keep my eyelids open.
Cartoon style. Let's go.
Oh.
I love it. And Raisa, you told a very interesting story when you were at the Twin Cities Film Fest Gala. And it was a story about you and your affinity to Star Wars. So can you let all of our BR Geek guests know what it is that attracted you to Star Wars?
For all those people who are listening to the Star Wars theme song right now.
Yeah, that was, so I actually wasn't planning on saying that, and it kind of came out, and mm-hmm. boy, am I regretting it.
Why?
I mean, I think if I recall this, my words were, you know, I started watching Star Wars when I was about 8.
Yes.
And you know, you're conflicted by seeing this badass woman princess.
Right.
That's going out and fighting the rebellion. But she's a princess. Like, you know, it's new. That wasn't like Jasmine or Cinderella, who, no offense, were great, but,
right.
you know, lack some qualities.
Yeah.
And then you see Boba Fett.
Right.
Just flying on his, like, little, like, jetpack.
And you're like, I want a jetpack.
And you're like, you do want a jetpack. Mm-hmm. But then you're like, oh, you're kind of cute. And, I mean, I've not seen Boba Fett without a mask on, you know. I mean, obviously, as you go through the episodes and you see what the clones look like, you have an understanding and you see him as a young child. But before that, at that point, you're, like, just seeing this man in a machine. And as an 8-year-old, that's very conflicting.
So were you saying that as you aged into maturity, you occasionally were like, you know what, I find guys with welding masks over their face incredibly attractive,
super,
and I don't know why.
Super attractive.
Yeah,
like,
what happened there?
Hey. So, Mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry. You did a great job. Just know that. It's not you. It's me.
What did you enjoy, Raisa, if you were to one day become married, would you enjoy having a Star Wars themed
Would you like
a Star Wars themed wedding?
You know, I've already dressed up as probably 6 characters for Halloween already as Star Wars characters.
Okay, so can you rattle them off for us? Which ones have you been?
Okay, so Princess Leia.
Which variety?
Definitely not the gold bikini.
Yeah.
Oh, heck no.
Yeah, okay.
That goes against my whole feminism thing.
Right.
Like, let's be real here. Tied up to a big blob. No,
exactly.
Thank you.
She did take him out eventually. That's the part where I'm like, go get it.
She did,
yes.
But it was, that bikini was a bit much, even for the 70s. <Let's play. laughs> No, so I was, in A New Hope, mm-hmm. where she had on her white robe,
yes.
leaving
yes.
a message for Obi-Wan Kenobi with
fantastic.
Her like, cute little bun. Yep. Super great. I had longer hair back then, so it was even perfect for that. I didn't even need a wig.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've been Darth Vader.
Nice.
Yep.
As you should be.
Yep.
I've been a stormtrooper.
Okay.
Stormtrooper.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I've been a Jedi.
Wonderful.
And nice. There was no specific Jedi. I just You're got just Jedi ropes. I was Reezy.
Sure. Nice.
You Jedi Reezy.
But I like it when you put your personality and your spin onto your fandom. Because
yes.
I was not Princess Amidala. I was Princess Amasista. that went off very well. Very well. That was one of my favorite ones that I did. I liked that one. It was perfect. Yes.
The last Star Wars character I was Boba Fett.
Nice.
I had to.
Yes.
I had to.
Yeah,
you know?
Had to do it. Nice.
I held off for a long time because I was like, I have a crush on this dude. Like, that'd be weird if I dressed up as him, like that creepy stalker girlfriend who really wants to date her ex again. And here I am. Now I'm, like, basically wearing his stuff.
But maybe that's why you found him attractive, is he had characteristics that you wanted to, you envisioned yourself having.
Oh, that mask
right.
was great, but
yes.
it's really hard to see out of it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm
it
sure.
It was tough.
I'm sure. I have also gone as Rey, and
oh.
I think that is one of my new favorite ones.
Really?
Is going as
okay.
Rey.
That's
how
a good
that
one.
Out? Like overall, like how was the like was that a hard character to find things for? Or
no,
really
they make that.
Kind of
they
make it now.
You go
oh,
to my
buy it.
Okay.
That's big box store.
HalloweenCostumeWorld.com.
Yeah. Yeah, and
I'm
mine
sure
was
there's something
I'm
out
sure
there.
Something
like
and
that.
Mine was that was a store bought Rey costume.
There
you
go.
Know, Princess Amasista, I had to make. You know. But no, Rey,
you
can
have
order
pictures
Rey.
Of this. I feel like later on we need to compare
to
some
look.
Images.
I'll have to look. I could revisit that. That would
you
be
should.
Fun. I could do that again. I wouldn't mind bringing that back because it's been quite some time since I did that.
I was Assassin's Creed, totally off.
Oh, no.
I was Assassin's Creed like last
Ooh,
Halloween.
Nice.
And it was hilarious because I actually had guys coming up to me mm-hmm. at parties and being like, what are you?
Right.
Who are you?
Right.
What is this? Are you like a female Zelda? And I was a little offended. I was like, and this is where our conversation ends. Thank you for coming.
But it's always the video game cosplay that people can't just identify.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, video game cosplayers always get offended. And I'm like, you know what? Don't get mad. You know, kind of thing. Just
yeah.
honor the fact that I liked it enough that I asked you who you were supposed to be.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
I actually won a costume contest.
Congratulations.
Yes, there was another gal who was dressed up as well, but I think the judges thought I pulled it off better. So.
You also dress up for your goddaughter, too.
Oh, my gosh. The best part is, so her first Halloween, she was Darth Vader, and I was Boba Fett.
How old is she?
Well, she's 3 now.
Oh, perfect.
But it was great, because she looked like a little Nintendo remote
control. So little mini Vader. She's like a little pop figurine.
She was just like this little baby with, like, a dark... I don't think her mom appreciated it. See, I'm just ticking off everyone. My mom, her mom.
That is the best.
But, like, the little cape with the little helmet, but it wasn't covering her face. It was
you
just
know what? You
oh
are starting
God.
Her off on a wonderful road.
Yeah.
Start
oh,
the costumes
she's already,
early.
She's already got the Star Wars like stormtrooper like plush thingy.
Nice.
And you get invited to be princesses for her, right? Like
That is actually my partner at work's daughter.
Okay.
I do
nice.
A lot of dress up, it seems.
Wonderful.
She's got a side gig, by the way.
If you
there
ever
are
need
some
a dress up, someone to dress up as something,
we
anything,
often
call me.
We often
She's
do.
She's tall enough, but not yet tall enough to be a stormtrooper. We actually talked with
Colin.
Colin.
Colin
Trevorrow, mm-hmm. who was scheduled to direct the Star Wars, but then he left.
Yes.
For various reasons.
Correct.
But when he was here in town, Raisa literally asked him what it would take to become a stormtrooper. And he said to her, you're about an inch?
I was 2 inches too short.
You're close, though.
I was
you can get some lifts for that.
I was like, can I stuff my my boots? Like, get, like you know how like girls in high school stuff their bras?
Yes.
Can I stuff my boots?
And he's like, it doesn't work that
you
way.
You know, he's like, I don't know if the studio's going to be okay with that. And I was like, you're the director. What kind of pull do you
exactly.
have here?
You are such a buzzkill,
Colin. We left it as kind of like, okay, we'll consider it. And then he left.
But he's never come back.
And he's never come back.
Well, I think he's going to rue the decision. Right, because I think that was the decision that got him off the Star Wars. They must have been like, you didn't hire her. Sorry,
that it was me.
That was the
it
downward
was
slide. For
I was not a stormtrooper. No one would have known who it was. No one would have seen me.
But they could have felt
I
your presence.
Yes,
and it would have worked out. So, Raze, I have a question. So, as a woman and as a woman of color, what is your take on the fact that we have broadened the Star Wars world to have a more diverse cast?
Thank God.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. I get it. You know, George Lucas, he wrote great books. Mm-hmm. And I think when you write books that are sci-fi, it's hard sometimes to depict certain characters when you produce a movie.
Right.
But he did write the frickin' books and do the movies.
Right.
So I was like, was everyone in your book white?
Yeah. Like, right.
It, in the whole universe?
Mm-hmm.
If our planet is not all white, how is your universe all white?
Exactly.
But hold on. You've got a freaking Jabba the Hutt here and yes. Jar Jar Binks.
Right.
Great.
Yes.
Way to be creative.
Right.
I actually like it, but I'm still waiting for some more badass female Jedis. I know we
right.
have right now, but, and that's mm-hmm. awesome. But
but there doesn't have to be the Highlander at, you know, thing.
Yeah,
there doesn't have to be only one.
Correct.
We still do that.
There's multiple.
Right.
Or what about like a really super badass like girl Sith? Like, why did we have to go with? Oh.
With Kylo
cute,
Ren.
He's cute in his own
Adam
way.
Driver. He's good.
He's
I like Emo. Emo Ren. Emo is my favorite. I like him a lot.
You could know. Feel the tension in the last. Like in his interview. You could feel him.
Right. He oozed all the tension. Every time he
know.
Had like a little, every time he had like a Sith temper tantrum,
yeah,
I was feeling
he
it.
Was like a, it was like a conflicted adolescent.
I love
Sith,
that.
And I'm like, what are you hitting puberty? What is happening?
See, kind of is,
right?
Right,
exactly.
He kind of is.
I think that that's one of the things that I do like about the new movies is that they have managed to make them multi-emotional.
Correct.
Yes.
And so I like that having him just lose it. I find that to be appropriate. So I'm like, why wouldn't you lose it? You know, sometimes. And why does everybody have to be so stoic and so perfect? I don't understand why in that world they would be those people. So I like it when I'm like, it seems kind of corny, but we all have that friend that throws those temper tantrums. And you're like, you know what? When they get like that, don't give them too much coffee and move all of your breakables.
I like it when you say, like, we all have that friend. So that everybody who is that person could be like, yep, we all have that
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, we all have
it's
that friend.
It's never you. You would never say, I am that guy. I'm
I know
one.
Which one I am. I'm the one that doesn't know that people think I'm too loud. There's always that
yes.
character, too. I know which character I fall into. I'm not the one, and then she flipped out and broke stuff, friend. I know which one of my friend group is that person.
Is it
and
me?
And when she's, no, you're not. You're
okay.
too, you're like so chilled. Like, you're chilled
so
to the point
mellow.
That I'm like, could you smile in a picture? Why you got to?
That's totally what I was. We all have these people, though.
Right. Yeah. But no. So, I mean, and you know where you fall in line. And so since I have friends that would flip out and break things, and I have friends that would be the, you know, the Star-Lord in Infinity Wars where you're like, we're almost going to win. And then they lose it and fall right. apart. You know, I have those friends. So I'm not surprised when people act that way. I think it humanizes characters when they do that. You know, I mean, if Kylo Ren didn't seem upset, I think I would have been more like, how did you manage to keep it together whole time?
I don't know. I just felt like it was just more of like a very, his characters came off a little childish, though.
But that's what I liked
and
about
I get,
it.
I get your perspective on it. I just felt like it made it even more Disney. Mm. I'm not a fan of Disney personally acquiring the franchise.
Okay.
I think Disney is great. I love it. It's the most magical place in the world. It's super fun. The cotton candy is phenomenal.
Right.
And, you know, everyone lives happily ever after. But that's Disney. Everyone lives happily ever after.
Right.
This is Star Wars. It's kind of like this. You want it to be a little cold, a little unemotional. You want it to be a little like.
Now,
oh.
Well, see, now
A24 were to get a hold of Star Wars, that'd be a different.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd
could
be
you
a
imagine?
Different verse. And but I love A24. Oh, my God.
And one of the things that just recently came out is the Hollywood Reporter did their list of the top 100 most
yep.
influential people in Hollywood, as they do every year. And so top of the list, Bob Iger from Disney
yep.
came out. And he actually ended up talking about Star Wars during the interview with the Hollywood Reporter. And one of the things he said, that he's like, my bad. I take responsibility for the fact that maybe we did make too many movies
yeah.
and that we, you know, we flooded the market and we didn't really roll things out in a timely, in a time appropriate manner.
Yeah, that's
and
Disney's tactic.
Yeah. And so they're just like, you like it? Here's more. And so,
well,
you know,
they see dollar signs.
Yes. And so now he has decided they are going to slow down the release of the major films.
You don't
films.
Think the Solo movie that just came out has something to do with
that's
that?
That's exactly what it is.
I
that's
mean,
what
like
he was talking about.
6 months after, here's another one, and people are like, nope.
Right.
I'll wait until Netflix.
And so they did slow down. Now, from what I've looked at recently, they are still going to, of course, do episode 9. So
correct.
That one's still going to come out.
Yes.
But they are going to slow down the other individual films that they had on schedule. So unfortunately, Raisa, we will not get your Boba Fett
movie.
We're
not going to get my Boba Fett spinoff. That's
mm-hmm.
understandable.
Right.
So I think it's interesting how in 25 years we had 6 Star Wars movies,
mm-hmm.
right? It took 25 years to perfect three of those six.
Yes.
Because the first three to me, no offense to anyone out there, does not count. Episodes 1, 2,
so you mean
three
the prequel trilogy, you're not a fan.
Yeah. 1, 2, and 3 are just like...
Here's what I will tell
what was
you.
That is something that I expect Disney to put on. Here's like, what... That's here's, the kind of production.
I am... I will defend the prequel trilogy to a point. I do think that they could have been better films. I do encourage you to go with your... You said it was your coworker's daughter?
Yeah.
Go with a kid. Take a kid with you.
Yes.
And then watch them. And then they give you a little more joy. Because if you use that as an entry level into the fandom... Like, I was at first, I was one of those people that was super, you know, anti Jar Jar Binks, all this stuff. I went out and bought, you can get, like, a bootleg version of Star Wars Episode 1.1, where they take out a bunch of the superfluous chatter with Anakin Skywalker and all the Jar Jar Binks things. There's this bootleg version you get.
So they just took Jar Jar out completely?
Mostly. Everything that you didn't need to move the story along.
He's a very unnecessary character. I'm sorry.
But they do end up eventually making him more interesting. But here's what made me on his side. Is that when they re-released them a number of years ago, I went back out and I saw it again in the theater, and I was in there with a bunch of moms and dads that brought their kids. And so watching these 10, 11, 12-year-old kids laugh at Jar Jar Binks and enjoy his character made me go, okay, I see, I get it. Because I do want the characters to be, I want there to be accessible characters for and to grow the fandom. And so I'm like, all right, that one wasn't me, and I can understand why, you know, when I'm going and making the argument that I want there to be more female-driven movies, and I want there to be more characters of color that are appropriate, not stereotypes, because I want to be able to see myself reflected, I'm like, okay, I get why they tried to do this with this character. Because it's the same as, like, when we were younger and everybody hated Ewoks. Like, grown-ups hated Ewoks.
Oh, my gosh, grown-ups, they're the best.
Exactly.
There's an Ewok movie that's amazing.
But grown-ups
didn't like them.
Grown-up dudes wanted to burn Ewok Village to the ground.
They were too cute.
Yeah,
but
cute, didn't serve a purpose.
Right.
And we're like, but we need... I loved Ewoks. I wanted to watch it. The
Ewok figurines.
Ewoks are, like, baddies for us.
Right. So I am very on board with what they have done. Now, like, that's why we need porgs, you know, in the new movie. You need to have something.
Those are those cute, they're like the cute dodo bird version.
Exactly. You know? Our little aggressive pigeons.
So,
you know,
keep in mind, when I watched episode 1 and 2 and 3, I was still very young.
Okay.
I was still, oh my God, what was I, like 10 when I watched?
So, what about it didn't you enjoy? Do you remember?
Yeah, I just felt like the graphics were better, the storyline. I felt like the overall, it didn't feel like...
it didn't feel Star Wars?
Yeah,
Fair enough.
It didn't feel like it was missing something, and I felt there was just a lot of chatter, a lot of, like, sparkly things. Everyone was chasing something sparkly rather than let's get to the point. That's how I felt about Solo.
Okay.
You know, I love Rogue One.
Yes.
Yep.
But Solo, I just... And Rogue One, when I watched that, I did not see that coming. I was like, oh, damn. Yep. This is
back
not,
to your, but then look at that.
Like
that
Disney
one is
movie.
Dark. Exactly.
Oh,
that one
this
is pretty
is
dark.
Disney.
And I felt like the thing that I liked about Solo is I did feel like it had the appropriate Star Wars pacing. Here's the part where you see the people marching. Here's the part where they, like, I thought that there were certain beats in the Star Wars universe that Solo did manage to hit.
Right.
I do think that they kind of, I think it was too long, but then too rushed at the same time. Like, if they had made it two different stories, then maybe I would have liked it more. And if they had given it, I think the timing was terrible with Solo.
Oh, so bad. And the movie itself, and I actually watched that with Jayden.
Mm-hmm.
I think
we went to, like, a pre-screening.
We went to a pre-screening, and, like, I had to, like, really hold it in and not, like, blurt it out on, like, social media and be like, don't watch it, it sucks.
Well, my whole thing,
embargo.
If they had put if they had put Solo, a Star Wars story, out sooner, so that we were nostalgic for the character because we knew, spoiler alert, that the character was passing away.
Correct.
So if it was closer to when episodes, The Force Awakens came out. So when it was closer to that. So, and we knew, this character is now gone. I'm interested in an origin story, even though we knew it. It was so past that I felt like it was just basically a real-life Wikipedia article, like, and you're trying to line it up.
Absolutely.
So there was no reason and no sense of urgency for it because I didn't need to know that story at that moment. So I'm like, why would I drop what I'm doing as a busy person and go watch Solo?
At the same time, though, right, the way they killed off Han Solo, he was such a badass, like this pilot, Millennium Falcon. He was like, you know, this player. So if I had to pick a guy on the good side, it'd probably be Han Solo. Like, mm-hmm. that'd be my sure. for sure crush. And yep. Harrison Ford, just in general, is so yep. sexy. I have issues. We know now.
No, that's fine. As no we issues, all do. Right.
But it was just so easy. Like, it was just too easy. Like, no one put effort into killing him. Like, give the man a dignified death. He well, obviously, see, when he was I walking towards was... his son, and you're just like, well, we all know what's going to happen. This is so freaking obvious. He's going to die. His kid's going to kill him. How does he not see this? How, like, did Disney really think, oh, after, you know what, 25 years and some great movies, see ya.
Well, you have to think about the character, right?
Was it a budget thing?
Like? Well, he's obviously fought for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, in that moment, I would believe, from a character side, just ready to just face his son, who right. he hadn't seen in years.
And I think he felt the way I was internalizing. I felt he felt some remorse because his son was in this scenario
correct.
In the first place.
Correct.
Yeah,
so I think if you were in that character of Han Solo, and you have been, you are the badass that nobody can kill, right? You've escaped and escaped and escaped. I would assume the one person.
You've been
that
frozen
he,
and thawed.
Right. Yeah. I would assume the one person that he would want to just end it would be somebody who he truly cared about.
Yes, a Princess Leia should have done it. I mean, shoot again.
They did
could
hug.
You imagine if that she would have been too.
They did hug
you
a little bit.
You
have
gone rogue on me one too many times and then just push him off a bridge.
I don't know. I don't disagree with you, but I can see why that character decision
I
was made.
Yeah, I mean, I get it from that perspective, and I understand that. I just, sitting there, I was just, like, mortified. I'm like, really? This is
see, and
really?
I,
come on.
I have been on board with
wasn't he
every
frozen in an ice block for
yes,
3 years?
Yes, yeah, I've been on board with every death that we have had in the new movies.
Okay.
Because I, you know, as a fan of the world that they live in, it's say if you've been part of the rebellion for so many years, and now you're part of the resistance, the fact that some of these characters have managed to make it into the world that we are now, when we get into episode 7, 8, and 9, you know, you're going, why? You're lucky you're still here.
Right.
You know, because that doesn't even make sense. That would be, to me, if they weren't slowly dying, I feel like that would have been
of Game of Thrones.
That yeah, exactly. So if they were still here, then I feel like that would have made it too Disney.
Sure.
If we're like, if we hold Princess Leia and Han Solo and Luke
right.
so precious that
we can't let go of them,
right? Then right. I think that's bad for the franchise.
What were your thoughts on, you know, Princess, you know, Leia just flying out of this exploding ship? Floating through space, everyone's like, this is how she goes, this is how she dies,
and then she uses the force
to pull herself back in magically unscathed,
you know,
like perfectly in like her hair, like when she walked in it was like, wow, you didn't even
but then she went in a coma for a bit.
Like no gravity, so there's yeah. no right. there's no wind in space, so
that's
it's
true
really
but
fine.
When she gets sucked in, you think she'd be a little roughed up, right?
I had to, with my friends, we had to crowdsource why that made sense, and so once we had that discussion, then now I am more at peace with that happening, because at the time I was like, now all of a sudden you got super force pull,
yeah, where,
you know, you didn't before
the first
but
60 years.
Then we were talking about it, and one of my friends brought up the fact that she basically, the way that the force worked around her was basically as a shielding mechanism, and so it would have it could have possibly kicked in a way that she would have been protected for a minimum amount of time, which is what happened in
but
the film.
But she couldn't
so my
not
friend,
get herself tied up to Jabba the Hutt.
But she didn't. She had not. She
what
hadn't
if?
Expanded her powers
she
to that point
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, that's
right.
true.
I had a discussion with my friend. He said, well, what if? I'm like, we're going, what if? And I was like, yeah.
Yes.
He goes like, what if Kylo Ren would have used his force to push Leia back into the ship? Because he was there, right?
He was the one who did not shoot it.
He was like, what if Kylo, like, would that have changed the context of, obviously, the rest of the film,
right?
But like even the next, I'm like, that's fascinating.
Right.
I didn't even think about it because like, that's his mom.
Yeah,
right. Like,
and he is conflicted.
He's conflicted.
You can
he could
see
like,
it, like
see
in his expressions
it.
And how
he
could have
just
holding,
like
yeah.
little flick of his finger like swooped her back into the ship,
right.
and nobody really would have known,
right?
But he didn't.
See, I would have maybe liked that better. I feel like now we get a little twist in this. Yes. You know, now you're really that conflicted adolescent little Sith baby. Like,
I did really enjoy the fact that at the end he's all like screw the Sith and the Jedi. Yep. Let's just do our thing. And I was like, well done. I liked that direction.
That was the only part that I liked.
Yeah, I liked
that
part.
More Darth Vader.
Yes. Yeah. That's what
Darth
I liked.
Darth Vader
right.
was like, I'm just going to do me. Right. You guys are going
to
just follow
you
me.
You happen to be in control, right. but if I could get rid of you, I would do that.
Y'all right. are just towing the line here. I just thought it was interesting. And at the end of the movie, how she kind of made, you know, they make peace with her, which was good because that's a good way to have her character kind of go. Then, right. That was respectful and that was great. I'm still going to ponder that Han Solo one for a while longer, maybe for a few more years and see where it goes. And, you know, but I think the one thing about the Star Wars movies, I don't like the way they're ending them now.
What do you mean?
You know, you've got, okay, so Rogue One was great. It kind of was just like, you're all dead.
Right.
Not great in that sense, but like, this was a great story.
It's an ending.
It was a good ending. It finished it. Solo, the way that ended, where you see Darth Maul now kind of appear, and that opens up this whole new...
Which we need to get our friend Dean Edwards back on it, because Dean Edwards has sat down and, like... timelined it, and so he was super not on board with Darth Maul there. He's like, the math, he said that the math doesn't add
it
up.
Does not, because what right. at what point, because if you look at Solo's character, where he is at that stage versus right. where episode one starts, that doesn't work. And then right. there's that little boy who takes the Force with the broomstick at the end that they free.
Right. Who are you?
Who is
random
he?
Jedi
part,
kid.
Yeah, right. What part does he play? We all know
everybody's
not
a Jedi now.
Exactly. You know, he's going to be one of those Jedis that ends up in that big battle that had Samuel Jackson in it or whatever, where they all got killed.
Or
like, basically, he's one of the...
That's the thing. Or like, is that, was he there? Was he not? Did we miss like a little glimpse of something? It was those pieces, the way they end these now. I'm like, are you trying to give us like a teaser?
Right.
Or are you just trying to like morph with our minds? Or you just got so lazy, you're like, we'll just end it. Be done. Be done. It's a budgeting issue.
I think they're trying to make little mini cliffhangers and like figure out where there's a carrot that
they
ties all them together.
Though.
But they don't.
Yeah, but the timeline, like you said, just does not match. Because I sat down and I went through each ending of the movie, and I was like, yeah, it kind of makes sense. Sure, we pick up here, we drop off here. Like, the first couple had a path. Now you're just sitting here going, that was a spinoff. Now we're going into episode 9. Does this connect to the next spinoff? Or is this going to lead us down another path? Is there going to be a prequel? Like,
Well, we know that we are going to get, if we go through what Bob Iger has said, so... They're not going to release all of the independent films. They're rolling those back slightly. We are going to get 9 for sure. That's still on deck. And then they're going to continue along with the projected television series that they were going to do.
Yep.
They're not rolling those back. So I think it's interesting that, like, okay, so we'll still get...
A lot of the standalone stuff will be held for the moment.
Yeah, so J.J. Abrams, he's still going to do his,
okay.
So that's still fine. They're still going to be doing the random TV show that Jon Favreau was going to do, so they're going to do those things and figure out how work.
That should work. I like
and then the
I
cartoons
like
are coming back. The you know,
cartoons
things.
Are
yes.
great. Yeah. I think those are fun because it's a nice little way to connect like a younger generation who maybe didn't have that Star Wars thrill growing up. Those aren't bad because they play a lot off the Clone Wars books.
Right.
And I read those, and those were good.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice little in-betweener.
Right.
It's great,
and
great.
That is a now beloved franchise.
That's
those
a great
Clone
franchise.
Wars.
That
yeah.
is, mm-hmm. for sure. I know there was talks of a Han Solo spinoff. There was talks of an Obi-Wan. There was talks
correct.
Of a Chewie spinoff.
Right.
And I'm like, what is this going to...
And it was
whoa,
a bunch, yeah.
Whoa.
Exactly. Because we have all seen, and if you have not, I encourage everyone to watch the Star Wars Holiday Special. We watch it every holiday season, my friends and I.
We talk about it. We've actually talked about it.
Yes, it is joyous and terrible. So we don't need to revisit another world of Chewie and his family. We get it. Lovely, 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 lovely creatures.
Wookies.
Yes, but we do not need to go and visit that planet again.
You know, right around that time, it's great to get a hug from someone like that. It's cold. Be a good holiday buddy, you know. But.
So those were you will have to continue to wait on. Let's see. What else are we going to get? Did they decide to keep going?
Well,
yeah, and you know, this is what this put this on hold is because they liked Donald Glover's Lando Calrissian character so much, they were trying to wedge that in there, even though it wasn't there. And so now they've rolled back on that too.
That's
like maybe we won't even
idea.
Write one of those.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, I actually would from Solo. I actually loved his character.
Yes,
like that was one of my top highlights. And we walked out of the film. I'm like,
but Donald Glover, yo, exactly.
I can get with that. Now again, if they were to have a standalone, I'd actually watch
that one.
Let him do the soundtrack, and then instead of "This Is America," "This Is the Universe," you know, kind of thing.
It's like Childish Gambino just comes out, like drops a little beat.
And if you could, you imagine if his character like was in some Star Wars style bar, and all of a sudden he turned all Childish Gambino and got up there and just broke it down.
That would be legit.
You'll go say like what? Say like what? I'd be like, work, Donald.
Yes. he played his character extremely well.
Yes, it was to the point that when I heard that they were going to put Lando Calrissian in the upcoming episode 9, and it was going to be Billy Dee Williams, which originally I was like, it's ought to be Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah,
now I'm like,
right.
Now can they like CGI age Donald Glover or just
sure
make him
can.
Older? And that's because
sure
I thought he
can.
Was so great at
he
it.
Was so
and I
good.
Felt I felt bad because I want Billy Dee Williams to have a last little hurrah, but I'm like, but dude, he
kinda,
took your
you
job.
Know.
Right.
He was
and
the only
better.
Character
he's
that took
I
your
I
job.
But yeah. When you watch Solo and you watch him in there, and then you go back and you watch the originals, and you're like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really got into that.
Yes.
Like, you made it work.
Right.
The other characters are still, like, a little bit, they're either
little
learning
off, yeah.
to get into that role, or they're finding a way to grow into that.
Exactly.
He just took it, he ran with it, and.
Yeah,
they had a lot of potential. Like, I was really watching Solo going, oh, look, Danny New. Oh, man, what they do to
like,
Danny
the only one they could not mess up, and that was Chewie. Because
<'Cause> he was just Chewie.
It's a freaking Ewok. You can't right. mess that up. Like,
he's a, well, you know, when you got to be a Wookiee, you love your Wookiees. So what do you hope for the franchise, Raisa, as a fan?
So I'm a numbers person, so I get it. You know, Star Wars made $4.2 billion mm-hmm. with this, you know, acquisition from Disney from 2012 to now. So I understand their need and their desire to just push everything out and trademark everything. And every, like, bed sheets are Star Wars and slipper. But as a fan, it kind of makes me a little sad because it's not like that, you know, that really cool thing that before I grew up being the biggest dork out there.
Right.
And when you said Star Wars, people would be like, oh, you're one of those.
Yes.
But it was like that special thing for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one knew about it. It wasn't so popular. Now everyone's like, oh, yeah, we love Star Wars. It's so great. Like, I've got a coffee mug, and I've got, like, a hat. But at the bottom it says, like, Incorporated by Disney. And you're like, mm-hmm, great. So I understand the whole let's go make money and just blow it out of the water and collect our billions. But as you look at the movies, Rogue One did $1 billion. Solo did $103 million.
Right.
That is a huge, huge, huge
crash. So you're hoping that they actively think about all the things that they're pushing out there as opposed to just pushing it out. As a fan, from a fan's perspective.
Yeah, as a fan's perspective, like, let it live on, and sometimes less is more.
Right.
Give us more time to wait. That anticipation. Do you ever remember getting comics, like ordering comics when you're younger?
Sure,
right.
And like you had to wait every month, but it took you like maybe an hour to read it.
Well,
right.
You went back and reread the ones that you had
exactly.
over and over and
exactly.
You knew exactly.
But you had to wait 30 full days to get the new comic.
It's a long time.
It was like, oh, my mom's like, the mail's here. Is my comic in it? Is my comic? No, it's not. You know, so like for me, that anticipation as a fan is what makes Star Wars so great. Building their characters, perfecting them in a sense that you're not trying to appease the audience and the greater story of how can we make sure everyone loves this and goes and buys a Solo t-shirt after this, but how do we continue this legacy and the story that George Lucas started? And you pick up fans along the way. If you really care, you will love it. If you don't, then you're just in it for like the quick 15-minute stardom. Like, oh yeah, I'm a Star Wars fan.
Well, since we're all into it, I hope that we can collectively come up with maybe like a Star Wars related group costume for this year.
Oh,
is what I think we should do. So at least the three of us, we'll see if we can get some other friends on board.
Oh,
we'll come up with a group costume.
I'll be Childish Gambino.
Okay, we can do that. You can be you can do Orlando. I think that'll work because
can
we'll
I
be doing
Han Solo.
You can be whoever you want.
I feel like I would make a badass Han Solo.
This is
you
fantasy.
Should be an Ewok.
I'm too tall.
A really tall Ewok.
I could be like a Wookiee.
A Wookiee Ewok hybrid. You know what, Raisa? This is fantasy. So you can be whatever you want. I think that'll be great because we are going to be doing one of our, we haven't exactly figured out what we're going to do, but one of our BR Geek episodes will, of course, be during the Twin Cities Film Fest in October. Yes. So there'll be a great time for us to do a little costuming during that.
That's going
to
be
so
right
we'll noodle on it. Yeah, so we'll noodle on it. If any of our listeners has some suggestions, you're always welcome to hit us up on Be Our Geek on Facebook and Twitter if you have any of those. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
And remind everybody where they can find you, Raisa, if they want to find you online.
You can find me on Instagram at Raisa M. You can find me on Facebook. I'm sure I'm floating out there somewhere.
Wonderful. And if not, get your force and go to, and they'll get you back into the ship. Jayton, you said that the tickets are available right now for the Twin Cities Film Fest if they want to become a member.
That is not what I said. I said tickets are available very soon, but members who become members right now or are current members can actually have access prior to the tickets going on sale.
Perfect.
And you'll get an email. So as soon as you become a member, you'll get an email of when you can reserve your tickets. And you do have a window of, I think, 3 or 4, if not 5 days before it actually goes live to everybody else to scoop up all the tickets. So, yes. So in the next 4 weeks, everything's going to happen, like, now.
Yes.
But right now, I'm focused on staying awake for the next...
Yeah.
I don't even know how much longer do you guys have.
We have a while longer. I know what will keep you up.
Okay, cool.
We can dive into the political and government structure of Star Wars and
how
it relates to modern-day America. And
I like that.
I'm not kidding. I have a notebook about this. We should talk about this.
Let's do that. And let's
Think about the protests, the marching. It's very like 1984, but then in Star Wars with all the stormtroopers and the clones. And then as the...
And
okay.
I think we should
I'm getting looks from Jayton like, just shut up.
And
now.
Let's, while as part of your eyes wide open, let's throw in a Star Wars movie while we're here. And so
New
let's
Hope.
Do one of those while we're sitting up here. Let's do a New Hope. You
become
good for that, Jayton?
Become a member. And you can
I am a member.
Exactly.
I'm a. Can someone out there please become a member
so that we can watch
a new Hope movie? Anything.
Fair enough.
You know what? Not any Star Wars. Anything that's 4, 5, or 6.
And you can do all that at TwinCitiesFilmFest.org. And you can find us, again, you can go online at BR Geek on Facebook and Twitter. And we will see you again next time.
Thanks for having me.